Present, Mr. Anderson Hewitt of the NSC staff is coming in this way.
Herrera.
All right. He's a tall man. Anderson Hewitt.
My friends here in other countries in Latin America. One of the reasons I'm going
going back, I think, into Shakespearean, particularly to establish a better understanding of Chile and Italy in the outside world, and really in the culture, not going to be an easy period.
No, it isn't.
And from that point of view, Mr. President, it's very interesting that the bank has been able to produce people that are acting in international life in their own countries. You know, the new Chilean ambassador, Mr. Letelier, he was one of our top people of our executive staff. He was the head of our, one of our loan divisions. So he was here 10 years too. I think it's very interesting what's going on through these international entities. People, we absorb them from Latin America, but after some years of training and of their own contributions to the institution, they go back home and they give the service to the country.
Yes, well, it's a great thing. It's a great, it's the way it ought to work.
Exactly.
It's like a, it's almost like a super postgraduate
course. Exactly. I always say
practical
that we are not only the bankers for Latin American University, but the University for Latin American bankers.
Very good. Very good. Yes. They are there. Yeah. But we, as you know, we, our contribution this year is as much as we ask, going after another 800.
Yes. And we
because we have great confidence in this institution. It's the best. I mean, it's the biggest, and we think the best are is this.
We are very appreciative of that, Mr. President. You made a very important statement apropos of our meeting in Punta del Este last year.
Yes.
When the vote came to increase our resources, $3.5 billion, you know that amount, a large part came through Latin America contribution. Mm-hmm. And I would say on the whole, we had an acceptance from the U.S. Congress, particularly the so-called ordinary side of the bank. We had some problems with our soft window. You remember Senator Gore last week. He was critical about our soft lending activity, not only in our case, in the Asian Bank too. But I have been reading your messages where you are going again to present this to Congress, particularly the message that was circulated today for policy.
Well, as you know, the situation with regard to the soft windows, that's been argued for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
And there's a place for it. It has to be handled with discretion, because if you don't, as you know, if you make it too tolerant, everybody goes there, and you've got to, but unless you have that window as well as the other one, there's some enterprise that would never get off the ground. They can never qualify for the, well, for the basically the hard loans they were buying.
And particularly, you know, some countries, big countries like Bolivia or Paraguay, or Central American countries of less developed nature, or Haiti, it's impossible that you can lend to them on hard terms. So it's very much...
Honduras is that way.
Exactly, that's why
Honduras is
a
severe
case. You know, all the countries
very poor.
I read a very interesting statement that you made, that you have been in all countries all over the world, particularly Latin America, and said you have traveled.
Every one of the Latin American countries, except for, if we call the Caribbean Latin America, there's so many new ones there, I haven't been there, but except for Latin America, but all of South America and all of Central America, right there.
I remember that you went to Chile before coming to the presidency.
67. See, that the other time I was going was in 1958, and the Chilean president at that time was in the United States, so I was
not Indian,
so we couldn't go there. But then I went as a private citizen.
I remember you visited
the bank.
Exactly. Why not?
Our very bright group of people.
Yes.
Very,
they were very impressed with your visit.
A very young man who was chairman of the board, in fact,
Mr. Godoy, I think was his name.
His name I will not recall. He was extremely impressive.
You know, we have the joint venture with UNESCO in political science and administrative science. And they were very impressed that you could go there. You had a good talk with the students.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I remember, yes, sir.
They had a photo of your visit
like
there.
It was a long time ago, 4 years ago.
I brought you some ideas about the bank. Not that you can read all of this.
Oh, only for you, and I'm
possible, because I suppose